I mean, I don't want to take away from fossil fuels. We would not have the economy of the world if we didn't have fossil fuels. But the fact is, the result of using those fossil fuels are now changing the climate of the planet, and we have to adjust. And I believe that if you look at employment in this country, there are now about 50,000 coal miners in the U.S. There are over 100,000 people working in the solar industry. It's changing, and it's important that the young people in West Virginia prepare for tomorrow's world. And, you know, this is what education and development and growth is about. We'll be using coal for a long time because we've built this society on it. But it's not the future. The future is in these alternative resources.
Okay. Well, we're both born in West Virginia. So we understand what coal means to the state. I mean, my grandfather was a coal miner up in Kingston, West Virginia. And, you know, we know that, as Lonnie said, the economy that we have, the luxuries that we have, were all built with cheap energy. And essentially that's coal. Cheap, abundant energy, and that's coal. And all you have to do is envision what your life is like when you have an ice storm and you lose your electricity. We have a reality check how dependent we are on having those electrons flowing across the grid. And in the future, we're going to have to make bigger investments in other sources of energy, but we still have coal and natural gas will be carrying us over the next few decades as we ramp up with other energies. So this isn't, this isn't where we're going to flip a switch, turn off coal, and ultimately turn off gas and just live on renewable energies. The infrastructure's not there.
Do you have solar energy at your own home?
No, we do not. We are discussing that. Certainly, we know people in Columbus, Ohio, who are using solar very positively. One nice way is we've been looking at purchase. We drive a Prius right now, but we've been looking at the all-electric car. And then what some people do is put the solar panels on their garages and charge their car, that way. I would say, though, that our team in 1983 used the first solar-powered ice core drill in the Andes of Peru to collect ice cores, and that was a cleaner and easier way to drill at 18,600 feet in the Andes than dragging big generators and 55-gallon drums of fuel up. We're on our third set of solar panels for our drills.
I would just add that both of us went to Marshall University to do our undergraduate. I got my undergraduate in geology, and I actually went to Ohio State to study coal geology. So, I understand the importance of coal in this part of the world, but I also realize that the future is different, and we need to embrace it. Our young people need to embrace it. And our educational system needs to train those young people for what will be better jobs of the future.
Lonnie and Alan Thompson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.